WAN4ZLK. Good afternoon, Steve.
Dane, are you ready for a Merry Christmas, brother?
I am. How about yourself?
All the stars have aligned, the dogs quit purring, and the cats quit barking, and everything is coming to normal, and I'm all set and ready to go.
All the shopping done, right?
Well, the way that works is, go here, pick up that. I go over there, and I get there, and I get it picked up, and start back. No, you need to go back over towards such and such, pick something else up. Okay. So, it's like an air traffic controller. I think she has fun trying to plan the logistics of having me in one area to do everything in that area and then moving somewhere else.
Lines point A to point B and see if she's running you all over just to run you, you know, see how far she can run you. I couldn't even say that. That was hard to get out. I'm sorry about that.
This week.
This is our busiest week, or one of, it kind of winds down the last couple days, but no, I'm not off. I got to work tonight.
Hey, well, you haven't been into the Christmas punch already, have you?
Tell.
Listen, I think I know you well enough. You are professional enough not to do something like that and then go drive. So are you out driving now, or are you just out shopping?
My son and his wife had their second child last night about 1:30 in the morning, and we just went to see her. I met my wife over there and got another little granddaughter.
Congratulations, Pop-Pop. How many is that?
Three.
Got a basketball squad.
The WNBA so far.
I tell you what, you'll probably have four girls, four granddaughters, and one grandson, and you will spoil him to death.
Tell I'm going to have trouble not spoiling any of them.
You know what the best part, and you already know the best part of being a grandparent does, don't you?
The general answer is to send them, you can get to send them back after you're done, so. Yeah, I don't have to put up with all the tedious part of it.
Oh, no. Let them spend the weekend. Let them have a blast. And then when they start home, about 30 minutes before they start home, fill them up with sugar and all kinds of sweets and all that kind of stuff so that they're not completely wore out when Mom and Daddy get them.
Kind of you. I have to think about that one.
It's some of the perks of grandparenthood, baby. Let me tell you a little story. I may have already told you this once before, but my former sister-in-law and brother-in-law asked me to babysit for the weekend, me and the ex. And we babysat, and those girls were just for so much fun, it wasn't funny. They were 7 and 5. And I was watching an old movie, and they discovered Tarzan. So I taught them how to run around the house doing the Tarzan yell. So when they picked them up and took them home, I called down there about 30 minutes after they got home, and the greeting I got was, "You SOB, I haven't got them settled down yet. All they're doing is screaming the Tarzan yell."
Hope it didn't contribute to them being the ex-in-laws now.
No. I'll tell you exactly how that went. Our divorce was final on December 4th. She was remarried December 19th, exactly 15 days legal ink drying time.
I'm sorry. That happens, but anyway, yeah. That Tarzan yell is something, especially for young kids, and when they learn that, I'm sure that drove their parents crazy.
By the time all that went down, I didn't know whether to send that guy black roses or a thank you card. I used to tell people, well, I was married for 19,000 years the first time. And this time around, it's coming up on 16 years, and I don't know where the time has gone. I mean, it's just been, you know, I'm batting 500, baby.
Yeah, the company we keep can make the time either fly or drag, so I understand that.
You got you a good one, your first time around. That's rare these days, I'll tell you. I actually think that we are ready to go for Christmas, and I'm headed down to my daughter and son-in-law's. You may know about this type of activity. They bought a new sofa and had it delivered, but the delivery company would not haul the old one away. So, Dad, could you come down here and help us haul the old one away? We'll be available on Friday morning or Thursday morning or whenever you can get here. Come on.
I've been a part of a few of those, but that's what we do, right? At least they're calling us. And yes, I have a good one. 32 years worth, and looking for another 32 years at least.
Precious, precious thing, buddy. You better appreciate her. Or at least whenever she's looking, you better appreciate her. Oh, me. Well, listen, I'm just about to pull into my daughter's place, and I'm going to run in there and get that thing loaded up, and he and I are going to take it to the landfill and get it done. So, anyhow, I hope you have a really Merry Christmas, Shane. And just one piece of advice. Don't eat all the turkey. Paying for VWA. Merry Christmas.
Christmas to you as well. I hope you and your wife and family have a blessed one. And I can't eat all the turkey because we're not doing a turkey. It's going to be a rib roast, and it's going to be hard not to try to eat it all. But I will try. I will even share a little bit. Merry Christmas, Steve. Good to talk to you. N4ZLK. WWZ N4ZLK. I'm not sure if you were calling me or not, but hello, Chandler.
Hey, Shane. Good to hear from you. I was calling Richard, but that's okay. He's probably not there.
I'm noisy, and you're kind of in and out a little bit, but I think you said you were calling Richard. But anyway, I wanted to say hello. I'm pulling in the driveway, and I'm going to go take a nap before I go to work tonight. I just wanted to say Merry Christmas to you, Chandler. It's good to hear you. You have a good day. KO4WWZ, N4ZLK.
Roger that. 73, Shane. Good to talk to you. Thank you. Merry Christmas to you, too. And KO4WWZ.